JFM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.
Good morning again. Back to the busiest business show on the planet. The one, the only Sunday Business Show where we back your business. And let me give out to you, first of all, you all leave your chance to claim a famous shout-out far too late. We're going off air. We are live, after all, by the time some of you decide your business could do with some free nationwide advertising. Free, I said, yeah. So let's right that wrong. Send your details of your business to us right now. Niall Fitzmaurice is waiting. Nice. Niall is waiting for you. Text 087-4100-102 and say something nice about Nice Niall, or email him on live@todayfm.com, and do please follow me at ConnellOM, C-O-N-A-L-L-O-M, Connell, at ConnellOM, where we will keep you up to date on big news in business. Coming up, retailer Debenhams, our business behind the brand, whose shares have dropped from 110 to 17p. Not a good sign. Then we have one of Ireland's oldest lighting companies that has raised a whack load of money to make upgrading your lighting easier. Then the award-winning startup you have never heard of until they were on the Sunday Business Show, of course. It's Dundalk-based Nova Lea, and boy, they have a story to tell. Our niche little business is called Escape Rooms. You pay them to lock you up and then you try to escape from them. Well, it does take all sorts after all. And productive old cows, the moo cows down at Ballyhussa Farm in Waterford, have been milking for almost 250 years. And now they've been asked to make hand-rolled ice cream. And no, I have no idea what a hand-rolled ice cream is, but that's what I'm here on the SBS to ask. Those hard questions. 0874-100-102, live@todayfm.com, at ConnellOM. Now, shares in Debenhams PLC plunged 10.7% after the department store chain warned it expects fiscal 2018 pre-tax profits to miss expectations as it faces increased competitor discounting and weaknesses in key markets in general. All those retailers are having a rough, tough time. It's been a horrendous journey for the chain store, whose shares have fallen from nearly 110p sterling 5 years ago to a paltry 17p on Friday. The share price chart is, frankly, horrendous. And one person who's trying to push against the tide of inevitability is Goodbody's Laura Devoy, who tells me she was buying linen there during the week, trying to help them. Luckily, she slept soundly, is now in studio with me. Good morning, Laura.
Buying the linen, not buying the stock, be very clear. So, how are you?
I am very good. Do you not buy your linen online?
Well, I did buy it online because they were clever, and they told me there was a discount online to pick out the bed linen I wanted, and then the girl actually helped me order it in store to be delivered online with a reduction of 40%. Good service.
And anyhow, it's click and collect is what they call that. But now I will give out to you. You know, we have a Team SBS member called Green and White. They are the best linen in the entire world, and they will be listening. That's the Mrs. Winkworth are all listening. And if you can afford it, and I would say you probably can.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, I can afford it, kind of.
Yeah, green and white. There you go. Anyway, Debenhams, what a disaster.
So let's look at the macro backdrop in the UK. You know, it's a tough environment. Consumer income after inflation is growing very, you know, hard, not growing. Unemployment, yes, it's at 40-year lows, but consumer confidence is weak, and that's in the face of Brexit. And I don't think there's anything in the near term that will change the fragility in the consumer environment. If things are tough for the consumer, they're even tougher for the high street. And as you mentioned there, the key structural challenge is online. So there has been a change in the way people do their shopping. And the players that survive, what are they going to have? Either efficiency in sourcing goods, an innovative product, or brilliant service. And you'd actually argue probably all three. So as you've mentioned, Debenhams, you know, its third profit warning has brought it to a profit base of between 35 and 40 million for this year. And that's from over the last...
From what
150
high?
Million
so 150
5 years
down
ago.
To 30.
Yeah.
Ouch. And
And that means the market cap to reflect that has gone to 230 million from a billion when it was launched in 2006. So really, you know, what we're seeing is poor sales, gross margin erosion, and ultimately means the margins have gone from 11% when it IPO'd to 3.7% last year to just north of 2% now. So what has gone wrong for the company?
Everything,
well, it's paying catch up in a market where a fifth of sales are now online. It's finding it difficult to challenge these online retailers because it has a big real estate. And what that means is high rental costs, but also high wage costs. It lacks product differentiation. So if you want something cheap, you'll go to the likes of Penny's. If you want something convenient, you'll go to Amazon. And you know, you mentioned there, you know, the last 5 years, Debenhams is down 100, Amazon is up over 500%. And finally, this idea of price discounting to drive people into the stores just hasn't worked. And so with margins at 2%, you don't leave yourself much room for a manoeuvre, particularly when you're highly leveraged. And this is the key problem for Debenhams. So they have debt north of 300 million, and they'll only knock about a third of that over the next 2 years. More importantly, there's about 62% of their bonds that need to be refinanced in the next sort of 3 years.
We have a squeeze,
particularly if you think what's going to happen to interest rates. And that has all sorts of implications. So we saw already this year that the dividend was halved. So the yield at the minute is about, you know, nearly 9%, but actually nobody believes that that is.
Whenever you see a high dividend like that, that's a warning sign.
It is. Usually north of 5%, you tend to get amber lights. So you have a poor operating environment for the consumer, then you have high street pressures, and then you have Debenhams' own story. So, you know, have they done anything or outlined anything that they propose to do? Well, in fairness to the company, they have. A lot of this is driven of store reformatting, particularly in the beauty halls. They've appointed a new head of finance, or fashion, I should say. They're driving further into online. So it was 10% in H1. They have a target of 30%. They want to add further furniture concessions. They want to refresh their gifting. So, you know, 75% of a refresh before key peak times. And they also want to introduce more food. So you might see in Debenhams, you now have Costa Coffee, etc. That all sounds fine. And then with the profit warning last week, they come out and said, actually, we're going to cut back our capital expenditure. So we're going to take it from nearly 150 million, take 40 or 50 million off it. Well, did you not need the capital expenditure to refurb your stores? And therefore, in essence, is the transformation program at risk? And it really highlights the danger when you invest in a company that has a balance sheet that is stretched. So is there any glimmer of hope, anything else they could do? Certainly, they've mentioned the key department stores they have in Magasin du Nord, so that's in Copenhagen, been very successful. It's about 17% of their EBITDA presently, and it really gave them great diversification of earnings. So if they sell that, you know, potentially could take 100 million off
but
debt.
But it's selling the bloody family jewels.
Exactly. And so you're back to then, you know, operationally, you sell your good assets, and what does that mean going forward?
But also you have this thing of, you know, they're talking about going online in now or further online. This is 2018. People who do not understand online, they are yesterday. They are, it's all over.
Mm. And I think as well, you know, a lot of their competitors like John Lewis also have this idea of becoming a destination store. So they've talked about putting in, you know, opticians, beauty spas, etc. So they're not really doing anything different. So when you look at them, you know, yes, they've outlined a strategy or an ambition that's tied into what we're seeing in the market movement in mobile, you know, and increasing consumer spending worldwide. But the challenge for them is just that they're just too leveraged. And because of that, you can't have any conviction. And it means that if we see a further lurch down in operating trading, you could in fact be questioning the value of the equity.
So my thumbs are flat at the moment. Are they thumbs up?
Thumbs down. Definitively.
Thumbs down from Laura Devoy. So your bed linen, well, it has arrived, obviously, so it is still safe. That's a pity.
No secret is safe with you.
Obviously, there are, they have stores in Ireland, and I wouldn't like anything to happen to them. But for God's sake, management, would you smarten up and understand what digital and online nowadays mean? A lot of stupid people around. I'm sorry to say that, but honestly, they can't see the writing on the wall. They need Jeff Bezos. My hero. Anyway, Laura Devoy, thank you so much. That's Laura Devoy of Goodbody. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, as usual, without a note in hand, we will take a quick ad break, after which we will be going to a lighting company.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rate.